Dawn of a New Day with Dawn Cribbs. Dawn's topic today:
not every man can be a father.
Look for Dawn of a New Day in the McCook Daily Gazette. Now here's Dawn with today's program.
My dad would have loved Anna Nicole Smith. To him, she would have been the epitome of womanhood, sexy, shapely, and wise in the ways of the flesh. But I saw something else in her, a deep sadness, an unidentified longing, a hungry woman who was sold a bill of rotten goods a long time ago. She had no earthly idea of her true worth. Though many whispered sweet endearments to her, though the crowds and the media pressed close to her, and though many claimed to love her, she remained a woman hungry for love, and died, I fear, unsatisfied. Dad was a big fan of Playboy and knew precisely when to expect the arrival of the magazine each month, containing page after glossy page designed to evoke desire and awaken a fleshly hunger. In fact, during a time of brief affluence, he held membership in the coveted Playboy Club, frequently whiling away the hours of the day, and that all-too-fleeting affluence, in the dimly lit environs of the club in downtown Denver. When I was barely 15, he took me along one day. I guess it was a field trip of sorts. It was quite an eye-opener. Beautiful costumed women tended to the patron requests with efficient actions and sweet smiles, sidling close, but not too close, flirtatious to a fault. It was then I began to actively recognize what I had barely allowed myself to suspect before. My dad worshipped women, and nothing would have made him prouder than to have had one of his progeny considered beautiful enough, shapely enough, and sexy enough to make it as a Playboy bunny. To that end, he paid way too much attention to the physical development of his daughters than any father ought. All of this conspired to skew my attitudes of love. Young and impressionable, I was, for a time, vulnerable prey to the same lie, that the sum total of my value was found in my physical form. But something about it didn't ring true. I dared to look for more. I dared to hunger for more. And I only began to realize what it was I was hungry for while watching Danny with our daughter, Lisa. When Lisa was small, she, as small children are wont to do, lost a tooth. She was so excited because that meant that the tooth fairy would be coming to call and she would soon hold a shiny new quarter in her hand. Then she lost her tooth again. A hue and a cry went up. Tears welled in her eyes and she looked at Daddy to make things right again. He did, literally turning the living room upside down looking for that minuscule bit of enamel-coated bone. The tooth was finally ferreted out from among bits of popcorn, unpopped kernels, potato chip leavings, and other unidentifiable specks hiding under the swivel rocking chair. We all enjoyed a good laugh at the lengths Danny had gone to in order to turn his little girl's life right side up again that day. The quarter was quickly spent, but if I close my eyes, I can still see the scene. Danny was always ready to be her hero, whether she saw him in that role or not. I remember him rescuing her from the attentions of an older man when she was but 15. She didn't see the threat, but he did, and remains my hero today for his quick rescue of our girl. A rescue I sorely needed in my life at that age that didn't come. When I saw the recent news coverage about Miley Cyrus and the Vanity Fair cover story, old memories came flooding back, and I wanted to shake Billy Ray and tell him, "Be a father, not a friend. Protect, provide, guide and guard. Because when God blesses the union of a man and a woman with a child, he has certain expectations of the two who became one to create life. And the father's role is vital." In many ways, I grew up way too fast. And in many ways, I had a lot of growing up to do long after I thought I was done growing up. It is no small wonder, then, that my heart swells with gratitude every time I read in Psalm 68:5 how God is a father to the fatherless. Nor can I take for granted the blessing that is mine to know that I am called a child of God in 1 John 3:1, because I know that the one who spoke all things into being became to me the one thing I needed most, a father who provides, protects, guides, and guards. I shall give the honor of that name to no other. As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him. For he knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. Psalm 103:13-14.
You have just heard Dawn of a New Day with Don Cribbs. You can read Dawn of a New Day in the Wednesday edition of the McCook Daily Gazette. Dawn of a New Day is aired every Wednesday at 1:01 p.m. only on KNGN.
If you have any questions or comments, please email us at goodnews@mccooknet.com. This has been a production of KNGN 1360 AM. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday at 1:01 p.m. for Dawn of a New Day.